Now this is a dictation for Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, Most, M-O-S-T, December 3053. Addresses a letter to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P as in Paul, A, V as in Victor, L-I-K-N-P, Dear Mrs. Pavlik, follow up for Darlene. Admitted to the hospital late December with worsening renal function and volume overload. She has underlying history of lupus nephritis. She has very low albumin contributing to thirst spacing. The echocardiogram shows normal ejection fraction. There was minor diastolic dysfunction and pulmonary hypertension. She is monitoring weight at home, is stable around 160, doing salt restriction, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, apparently good urine output without any cloudiness or blood. The edema for the most part resolved. She still has dyspnea on activity more than at rest. No major cough or sputum production, no hemoptysis, no oxygen, no CPAP machine, no systemic palpitation, uses inhalers as needed, does have chronic nasal congestion. Blood pressure at home has been in the 140s, 150s over 70s. Review medications. I want to mention the Coumadin. Beta blockers. Demadex, vitamin D125, today blood pressure 140 over 80, coarse RALS bilateral, probably in relation to lupus, could be volume overload. There is bilateral JVD, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no gross tendon or ascites, 2-3 plus edema bilateral. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, January 6, creatinine is at 3.1, above baseline, which has been in the upper twos, present GFR 15, stage 4-5, normal potassium, elevated bicarbonate from diuretics, low sodium, same reason, poor nutrition, normal calcium, glucose, minor increase AST, ALT, other liver function tests not elevated, stable anemia 11.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Advanced renal failure, stage 4 to 5. Prior history of lupus nephritis. no evidence of protein in the urine in the hospital, so non-nephrotic syndrome. A component of low albumin thirst spacing, a component of diastolic congestive heart failures. Within the last 1 year, CellSet was changed to cyclosporine with potential toxic effect on the kidneys. She follows with Dr. Laynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S. She has chronically low complement levels. She has a history of lupus anticoagulant for what she remains anticoagulated with Coumadin. She's interested on peritoneal dialysis. She's going to have a dialysis class January 23, and we are making sure home dialysis nurse also talks to her. Present anemia does not require EPO treatment. High dose of diuretics, explaining some of the electrolyte acid base. Phosphorus needs to be part of her chemistry for potential binders. Blood test every 2 weeks. Police should discuss a length with the patient, enter dictation.